When you work R240 as a process, you'll understand exactly why they lose it every time they get hold of one of these definitions. Now, I'm not being very kind to these people, but then I don't feel very kind today. Anyway, I write my emotions too. Now, number five, energy consists of postulated particles in space. Now, we got space. Space is a viewpoint of dimension. You say, I am here looking in a direction. Now, we've actually got to have three points out there to look at to have three-dimensional space. We only have linear space if we have one-dimension point. All right. The next thing is that energy consists of postulated particles in space. In other words, we demark these three points out there to have three-dimensional space. We say there's energy, energy, energy. Particles. All right. There, we call those anchor points in Scientology. Now, the next thing, objects consist of group particles. Now, if we just kept putting particles out there and pushing them together, or if we suddenly said there's a big group of particles out there, we'd have what is commonly called an object. Now, when an object or a particle moves across any part of a piece of space, in other words, a viewpoint of dimension, we have motion. And so we get axiom number seven. Time is basically a postulate that space and particles will persist. And so that's its first postulate. Time in its basic postulate is not even motion. You understand? I mean, it's not even motion. The apparency of time, an agreed upon rate of change, becomes agreed upon time. But for an individual all by himself, time is simply a consideration. And he says something will persist. That's all he has to say, and he has time. Now, if he gets somebody else to agree what is persisting, why, the two of them can then be in agreement, and if those two items are motionless, then they can't agree how fast or how slow they're persisting, so they get them moving. And this gives them a clock or a watch, and so you carry a watch around on your wrist. But time is not motion. Let's escape from that one right now. An error and an heresy to which I myself was prey until fairly recently. We can say, however, number eight, the apparency of time is the change of position of particles in space. Now, if we see particles changing in space, we know time's passing. But if you had one piece of space, and you had three particles, so it'd be three-dimensional space, and you were simply sitting there looking at those particles, and there was absolutely no change in them whatsoever, you would be very hard put to describe, even to yourself, whether any time was passing or not.